Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to Living Your Life by Design, a conversation of self, health, and wealth. And now, your host, certified career consultant, life coach, and author, Kathy Holloway Hill.
Good evening, everyone. You are listening to the Living by Design Show, and I am Kathy Holloway Hill.
And I'm Tony Lamont.
And we are your hosts this evening for the Living by Design Show, and I am very happy to have the opportunity to spend another hour with you this week with another fantastic topic. And our theme, reminder, our theme for the month is No More Denial. So we are not going to have any more denial because we are here with another great topic and another fabulous week. Before we get started on our show tonight, I do want to say that I want to make sure that everyone goes to the polls to vote next week. Now, this is something that's very, very important. So we're in a situation in our country where we really, really do need to continue to make some changes. And I do think that we have made progress, and I want to continue that. So I am asking everyone, I'm putting a call out there for everyone. You can go and early vote. Some states have the opportunity for you to early vote, so hopefully you can get that done. So, Tony, I'm sure you probably heard a lot about that, or maybe you guys have been focusing on that a lot on your show, maybe.
Well, yeah, I mean, there are a lot of places in the country that allow you to do early voting. A lot of those places are on location in the county seats or wherever they are in the county building, so a lot of folks are doing that. But you're absolutely right. I think one of the biggest things that people need to make sure that they do, and it really doesn't matter their political party or their political stance, but to have a voice and make a change, you have to get involved. To sit back and not do anything or not participate, you don't have anything to complain about. So a lot of folks are complaining about this or that, or they have this or that to say, and they want something done. Well, the way that you get it done is by participating. So absolutely. Next Tuesday is when they need to get it done, if they're going to do it on that day. And if they can do it early voting, it's even better than that. And the one thing that people need to understand is it used to be you had to have an excuse. I'm going on vacation. I'm going to be out of the country. You don't have to do that anymore. You don't have to have a reason or an excuse to early vote. So if you want to early vote, if they're having it in your area or in your county seat, you can do that.
Okay, thank you for that, Tony. I really appreciate that. I am trying to get my guest on the line. Dr. Roger Spa is actually my guest that's going to be coming on this evening, and I'm trying to get him on the line. The dial-in number for everyone who is trying to dial in is area code 646-478-3060. That's the dial-in number. If you're trying to dial in, it's 646-478-3060. So the topic that we're going to be talking about tonight is extremely, extremely important, and I want to make sure that everybody has an opportunity to have their voice heard. So, I wanted to make sure that I had the number out there. I know the last couple of weeks we have, had some issues with some technical issues, but, hopefully we're going to be good tonight. So, now, moving on, here on the Living by Design Show, we typically lean toward our female listeners, but this evening it's all about the men. It's all about the guys and their issues and some of the health challenges that they struggle with, and we have a lot of valuable information on how to resolve it and how to regain control of your life and live a a healthy, fulfilling life. And this evening, we're going to explore what we call male menopause. Now, there is a medical name for it. It's called andropause. And the symptoms can absolutely bring your life to a screeching halt. And that's why I am so excited about doing this show. I actually did this show a few weeks ago on the radio station that Tony does his show on, WTLC, and it's AM The Light. And we did this, we featured this topic, and it was extremely well received, and we had so many women that called in just in tears that we couldn't even put them on the air because they were just so emotional about some of these symptoms that their significant others and husbands and males in their lives are dealing with. So this is a very, very, very important topic. Now, there are tons of symptoms that go along with male menopause, but the most common ones include forgetfulness and declining ability to concentrate, fatigue, low or loss of libido, feelings of anger, anxiety, irritability, moodiness, isolation, depression, weight gain, especially around the midsection, desire, craving for carbs, sleep difficulties, insomnia, decline in self-confidence, a strong desire to just get away, just be left alone, don't want to be around anybody, isolation, and just overwhelming amounts of stress. So, and I know those symptoms are things that, you know, could actually be anything, but a lot of times it is this, and it typically, especially when we're talking about men who are over the age of 45, now sometimes it does affect men who are younger, but typically men who are over the age of 45. So women have been dealing with menopause for decades, centuries, but males, this is something that men in our country are really struggling with, especially African-American men, because for whatever reason, they tend to ignore the symptoms and they just decide to live with it. And even though the quality of life is miserable, they just rather tolerate it instead of trying to get to the root of the problem. So tonight we're going to discuss the root of the problem for a lot of men who are suffering. Because mental, emotional, and hormonal issues can actually wreak havoc on your physical health, taking years off your life. And we really, really want to try to avoid that. So that's the purpose of the show this evening. And you know, Tony, you know how I am about health and wellness and those types of topics. And I'm going to just have to get on my soapbox here a tad bit. And, you know, I don't do that much on the Living by Design show, but I'm going to do that a little bit tonight. Before we bring our guest on the line, I just want to make a personal plea to everyone listening to this show. Your health is extremely important, not just to you, but to the people in your lives who love you. When you neglect to take care of yourself, you aren't the only one suffering. Even if you don't do it for yourself, please do it for your family, your loved ones, and people who care. Because when you're laying up in that hospital bed due to a life-threatening situation that could have been avoided, there are so many people who are miserable and suffering right along with you. So please, 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 I repeat, please, don't do that to yourself or people who care about you. It's selfish. It's absolutely selfish not to take care of your health. So I am done on my soapbox now, and I just wanted to make that plea. So everyone who's listening, please, 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 if you have any questions about what we're going to discuss tonight, you can get in touch with me. I am. You can get in touch with me, Kathy, with a C, at chollowayhill.com. Or all my contact information is on my website, www.chollowayhill.com. So with that, I am going to introduce my guest for the evening. His name is Dr. Roger Spahr, and he is the owner and operator of Body Logic MD of Indianapolis, Indiana. Dr. Roger understands the importance of nutritional and metabolic biochemistry and its impact on wellness and disease. And he dedicates his practice to helping men and women find relief from the effects of hormonal imbalance, such as menopause and male menopause and thyroid disorder and adrenal failure. And he has tons of board certifications and his medical degree, and you know he's just a very dedicated individual, to this cause, and I am extremely proud and extremely glad that he has decided to join us this evening. Dr. Roger, are you there?
I am here. I am here. How are you today?
We are fantastic. How are you doing this evening?
Well, doing fine. We had a bit of a challenge yesterday because we lost power in our office about three or four times over the course of 10 minutes, and it certainly was a little difficult when we were trying to give a patient a shot when the lights went out. That was a little challenging for a few seconds, but we got it done. So,
well, good.
Otherwise, it's fine.
Yeah,
we
the storms were pretty bad all over. I mean, I'm here in southern Indiana, and they were pretty bad here too. So, I'm not sure what was going on with that, but hopefully everybody made it through. And you know, I know we made it through down here, but it got pretty bad there for a while. But we're good to go now. So, Dr. Roger, I am really excited about this topic this evening. I am thrilled that you are here to join us and help us understand this thing called male menopause. Now, if you heard me talking, you know we understand. Females have been dealing with this for centuries.
Yeah, absolutely.
And we understand. We understand how the whole thing works, but our men in this country, our men really need our help. They are in denial. They don't want to face it. And the only way you can fix it is to face it. They want to ignore their symptoms and just pretend they're not there or just live with it and convince themselves, oh, it's not that bad, it'll get better, and all of those types of things. So just talk a little bit, and I hope you don't mind. We're going to focus more on male menopause than we are on the female side of it. So
that's
just
okay.
Talk a little bit, Dr. Roger, talk a little bit about andropause, male menopause, and what it is.
Well, I think, first of all, most people feel that they may be insulated from menopause, male menopause. I think one of the things that people don't often understand, men and women alike, is that when you look at testosterone function, men start losing about 1% of their testosterone production starting at age 30 years of age. So 1%, that's a guarantee. So even though you may be doing well, or think you're doing well, you know, just physiology and age will catch up with you. And the other thing we oftentimes forget about is that we think that testosterone, all it has to do with really is erections. And that isn't true. As a matter of fact,
right,
it's important for prevention of bone loss and even more importantly, blood sugar control. Diabetics, for example, if they have low testosterone, being a male, if you just replace testosterone, you may improve their blood sugar report by up to 30 to 40 points just by getting them on normal testosterone. And free testosterone, or the amount that's circulating in the body that's not bound to protein, is as much of a risk factor, if it's low, than is low HDL or good cholesterol. So it's just not erectile function, but it has to do with everything else too. So it really becomes a problem that many people experience, and as a matter of fact, 50% of all men by age 70 are deficient in testosterone, and a full 10% of men by the time they reach 45 and 50 can be deficient in testosterone. So it's a pretty wide-ranging thing. So, you know, each man, if you have 10 friends, guaranteed, you know, at least one of them is affected by that, if not you yourself. So, and it's made worse if you do things like drink a lot of alcohol.
Roger, you still there?
I am here. Can you hear me still? I'm here?
Yes, we can still hear you.
Okay. So it's made worse by alcohol. So if you are someone who likes your six-pack of beer, and you like a six-pack of beer, you know, three times a week, you're going to have a problem with testosterone levels. If you use certain kinds of recreational drugs, those also decrease testosterone. And even blood pressure pills will decrease testosterone. So medication can also do that. So if you may be on medication because of high blood pressure and that sort of thing, then you may also have low testosterone. And things. Oh, are you there still?
Yes.
Okay. I thought I heard a little beep-beep. One thing also is that what I tell my patients is that pretty much if once men become getting grumpy, okay, it's like the grumpy old men, that movie, once they become getting grumpy, that's kind of a sign that they may be having low testosterone just because, you know, they're more irascible. In other words, they just kind of irritate more easily. So contrary to popular belief about the steroid testosterone hyped up male, you know, steroids that they use or abuse, I should say, in some sporting activities, those aren't true testosterone. Those are other chemicals. They can make people have rages, but true testosterone actually calms men down. So when their testosterone will start to wane, they can have symptoms. And the deal is that even though there's a normal range of about 250 to 1,100 for the range of total testosterone, you may be someone who does much better at 550. So if your doctor gets a level that's 350, he says, well, gee, it's normal. We shouldn't do anything about that. So it can be variable based on each individual male's condition. One more thing, and that has to do with there is different kinds of testosterone. There is total testosterone, and then there's something called free and bioavailable testosterone. So I might say it's like kind of like this. Let's pretend that total testosterone would be, all of the oil and the crude oil and the gasoline found in the United States. And we find is that crude oil does not run your car very well. It just helps to go from place to place for transportation. It needs to be refined. It's got to be now made available in the gasoline before it can be used for energy. Well, same way with your testosterone. A total testosterone, if you get that drawn in a doctor's office, may not tell you how good your testosterone truly is, because proteins that might bind it up and not make it available to your body, they can be affected by thyroid problems, that can be affected by a man's weight. The more a man weighs, the more fat that he has in his tummy in particular, the more estrogen he makes in that fat. Yes, men, we make estrogen in fat. And that will bind up more testosterone. So truly, you can have a lot of things affecting it. And as before, as was mentioned at the very beginning of the program, it causes things like belly fat, sluggishness, brain not functioning very well, forgetting things. Oh, gosh, I can't find my keys anywhere. Or, I think I forgot my anniversary. Or other things that you all of a sudden can't remember. And it's strictly related to testosterone deficiency. Even in men who have Alzheimer's disease, if you check them, and most of them are, by the way, deficient in testosterone, but indeed, if they are deficient and then you replace their testosterone, they tend to be a bit calmer, and they also have a tendency to be more functional. Now, we're not going to correct Alzheimer's disease, and that's not the point of this conversation, but the point more goes to the fact of how it affects your brain and affects your body and it affects your heart, as I mentioned earlier, regarding the free testosterone. So, truly, it's a significant problem. Affecting a lot of men, and we do tend as men to, I would say, ignore the symptoms, and I think it's more of a tendency just because we hate interrupting our day to go to the doctor to get things checked, and some of it may be because that, you know, we're expected to be macho all the time, or expected to go ahead and be manly or whatever that infant meaning, and so it's just not a convenient thing to go to a physician. And I think women are a lot more in tune to what is going on with them than are men. And that's just the way things are. But
now,
I always tell
now,
men.
Dr. Roger.
Yes.
Well, I was just going to say I got knocked off the air. So hopefully I won't repeat something you've already said. I apologize for that. I'm not sure what happened, but I'm now.
That's okay. Go ahead.
I'm sure you have given a lot of fantastic information about the situation and the importance of testosterone. Have you said anything about how stress affects it? Because I know stress plays a huge role in the adrenal gland and how that whole process works.
That's true, and we have not addressed that. I think the main focus we were doing at this point in time was just, I think, trying to present the case that testosterone, low testosterone, can affect many men just from a standpoint of aging only, but stress also plays a part. I mean, you're absolutely correct. I mean, I see in my practice men who come in with low testosterone, they're in their 20s and 30s, 40s, and indeed it has a lot more to do with other things besides the fact they're getting older. It has to do with stress. And I guess the thing would be is that your body, when it is under stress, when you are faced with doing task after task, not only ever slowing down, you may be a very driven individual in terms of what you do for a living, but you may love it. Love it so much that you may not stop doing that. But when you have ongoing process of even work and regular home things that need to be done, there are other things that can play a part too, like financial situations or maybe pain as a result of an injury, ongoing allergies, ongoing stomach problems with gastrointestinal things like reflux disease and constipation or diarrhea, lots of gas and bloating. All those things can cause problems with stress, you know, beyond the life stress. And what that does is it wears and tears on the fatigue of your adrenal gland, which is, the adrenal gland sits on top of the kidneys, for those of you who are wondering what that may be. And when you get frightened, let's say that you are a zebra and now you get frightened by a lion, you're going to have chemistry changes that's going to make you run like the wind. You'll release adrenaline to run, but you need sugar to run away. So you release cortisol from the adrenal gland. That then goes to the liver, and then it makes sugar from protein, not from fat, by the way, but it breaks down protein. And then you have sugar, and then you can have energy to run away. And normally that process gets turned off by the body in about 10 minutes. Because in nature, what happens is that the body realizes that you don't want to tear yourself down all the time. And within 10 minutes, either you will be away from the line you've escaped, or you will be lunch. Well, we don't have lions here, but we have other things that tear and gnaw at us all the time. And when we have chronically put ourselves in positions to run from the lions all the time, what occurs from that process is that we slowly fatigue our gland over years. The same way that if I would have you do arm circles in gym class for long, long periods of time, even the best athlete was going to get tired at some point in time. So what happens is the biochemistry, I'm not going to go through all that biochemistry because, quite frankly, I think it's boring for most people. Bottom line is that when you have that chronic stress, it negatively impacts the production of testosterone over time, and it actually, there's a biofeedback process where you actually tell the testes from the brain, parts of the brain, to reduce the amount of of the testosterone produced. So you have then a relatively diminished level of testosterone based on your need. So,
Doctor, I wanted to ask, because you were talking about specific, it's an individual specific kind of thing. So how would a man who is trying to find out those numbers or that level, because you were saying sometimes some doctors will say, well, this is the range and this is the normal range, but actually the normal range for an individual is actually to that individual, correct?
That is absolutely correct. And I think here's where the art of medicine comes in. Just like, you know, the art of parenting comes in. You have to go ahead and look at everything going around, you know what I'm saying, not just an episode of something, but how it looks in the face of everything else. So the first thing you'd want to do as a patient when you go into your physician is say, you know, I have concerns about my testosterone. Could I get a testosterone panel, not just a total testosterone? Okay? That'd be the first thing. And the other thing is that you probably ought to target your levels, if you were, if you're going to optimize things. And I would say the up at the 50 to 75% of the total. In other words, let's pretend that we're dealing with the numbers of 0 to 100. Now, we're not. We're dealing with other numbers. But we'll just use that as an example. Then if 0 to 100 it would be a normal level, then I would not want a physician to tell me, gee, you're 25, therefore you're normal. I would like to see that my level is at least 50% or 50, and if I can get between 60 and 75, that will let me know that most probably I'm going to be in a very good range. Does that make sense?
Yes, yes.
So that's a very good question that you have, and so I would encourage men when they do go in and have that evaluation that they do indeed request that they get a panel, and that when they get the response from the physician, it's just not a, it's normal. Well, gee, doctor, what are the numbers, and what are the normal ranges for that number?
Gotcha.
Right? So that's it.
And Dr. Roger, I'm glad you're saying that, because I think a lot of men, and a lot of people, period, but mostly men, if you can't convince your significant other, your spouse, your brother, your whatever male in your life, if you can't convince him to go get his annual exam, he goes to get his annual exam, he gets his blood work from the doctor. The doctor said it was normal, and they're done. They're done. Men do not ask questions. They don't ask questions. They don't ask to see the results. They don't try to understand the results. You know, I have so many experiences in my own life and with people who I know where doctors have told them that their results are normal, yet they are having issues. And until they actually got to the bottom of what those issues were, they still have the symptoms, or they still have the health problem. So you can't, you're right, you're absolutely right. You can't just depend on that answer that your rates are normal, your ranges are normal, so, you know, go live your life. And you're still feeling moody and depressed, and you have all these symptoms, and you don't know why.
Well,
nothing is taken care of. Some people have tried antidepressants and natural antidepressants, and it's not working, and you still have these symptoms. So obviously there's something going on, and I know testosterone is a huge culprit, but I also know that cortisol levels also play a major role in it too.
Certainly, and here's the problem with cortisol levels, as most physicians either understand them or utilize the testing they will use. A morning cortisol level only and a blood test. And that really is not a very adequate measure, because cortisol is always going to be higher in the mornings, and then it tapers off towards the evening. And really monitoring the cortisol as the day progresses is a much better way to evaluate that. And the evaluation process is so hard and difficult with blood tests and trying to get someone in to get their blood tested multiple times during the day, that most physicians and patients don't comply with that. So what's found to be the gold standard, and this has really been used by astronauts for NASA in space and military people in the field, as well as gold standard throughout most of the world, and it's now being utilized even with local laboratories, even Quest Laboratories and Mid-America Laboratories in Indianapolis, I now know, offer cortisol testing through saliva. So salivary cortisol levels measured in the morning when you first arise, between 6 and 8 a.m., again around noon, 5 p.m. or 6 p.m., and then 10 p.m. at night, give a really good idea of what those levels are. It can indicate if you are having any kind of adrenal gland insufficiency and inability to go in and work well with that. And I want to address one point that you mentioned earlier, and I think it's it more goes to those people out there who are listening, who are trying to say, how can I present, feeling poorly to my spouse? Or if you're a man saying, you know, I'm trying to understand, how can I ask the right questions? And this is what I tell my patients. I say, well, you know, I know you don't feel very well, and some of you do hesitate knowing the right questions to ask. Here's the thing. Let's pretend that you are a football team. And for those of you who are into football or whatever, if they're in any kind of sport at all or not. We'll just use that as an example, though. So it'd be like a bunch of guys sitting around and saying, oh, gee, you know, is your football team going to make the Super Bowl this year? And they go, well, sure. Well, why? Well, they talk about what the quarterback does or maybe a receiver does or the defensive players. And so they have the questions and they have the analysis going on about why their team is going to be reaching the Super Bowl. Likewise, they can say, gee, why a team's not going to be reaching the Super Bowl. So if you're looking at the way your life is, the way you're feeling and everything else, you know, hey, listen, in the Super Bowl of life, how are you doing? Are you like at the top of your division? Are you really doing well? Are you in a competitive process? Or are you kind of at the bottom end? You know, when you're going to go out and have that day ahead of you, are you going to come out on top as one of the, you know, better players, or you're not going to do so? And if you're not coming out the top player, you got to be okay. The analysis then is, why am I not? And accepting an answer from the coach, quote unquote, which might be the doctor, of, well, you're just going through a slump, or, well, you look pretty normal to me. Let's keep on playing the way we're playing. Now, that doesn't make sense from a sporting aspect, does it? So sometimes rearranging, looking at things from that direction will go ahead and capture, you know, a man's attention. So, gee, I never thought about that way. You know, I am not Super Bowl quality this year. You know, why is that? And then it's the analysis then of why that we get a chance to do in my office.
And Dr., that's a great analogy, because I was going to ask you, because so many men get into a mindset of normalcy. Normalcy for them is that feeling of, well, whatever. I'm going through what I'm going through, and it's normal for me, and it's just an everyday thing. But a lot of guys don't understand that they really don't have to feel the way they're feeling, and that's not normal. Feeling good is more normal, but we're so used to being the way we are in many instances, we accept the condition that we're in, and it becomes our normal. But I like the analogy, the sports analogy, because when you take a look at the performance of a team is not going to perform at its very best when, like the Indianapolis Colts, being from Indianapolis, and with all the injuries and all the things that are going on with this team, they're not going to be at the peak of what the expectations are. So they're going to have to make those substitutions. They're going to have to take the steps to do something different to get back to the level that gets them to where they want to be. So I love the analogy, the sports analogy, and the team analogy from that standpoint. So I'm hoping some of our listeners, if they were men and they didn't get it or they got it, then hopefully some of the women can pass on those analogies to the men in their lives, because that's a great analogy that, you know, you're not Super Bowl ready, you're not Super Bowl quality, and you should be, and you should want to be that way. So that's a great analogy.
Well, Tony, let me
tack on to the back of that and just give you a personal experience, and this is coming from someone who actually lived it. I know a lot of people don't really understand female issues. Well, this is from a female perspective, but it still, you know, applies to anybody who has. And Dr. Roger, I know you know what a fibroid is, but
yes,
when a woman has a fibroid, it causes her to have very heavy periods. And when you continually to have heavy periods every single month, month in, month out, year in, year out, it causes you to become anemic. Now, Tony, what you just said, Dr. Roger, what you just said, I was actually experiencing that. I was a walking anemic. And because it happened gradually, over a gradual period of time, by the time I actually took care of that problem and had that fibroid removed, when I went into the hospital and they took my hemoglobin, it was a 4.
Wow.
Now, that's unheard of.
Wow.
Yeah, because the doctor said, how in the world were you walking around? Well, I'm going to tell you how I was walking around, barely, for one. But for two, because it happened so gradually, and Tony, just like you said, I had convinced myself, well, this is a normal fatigue feeling for me. Well, it's normal for me to be out of breath when I take four steps and walk not too far. Well, that's normal for me. And because I had convinced myself that that was a normal feeling, when your normal hemoglobin, Tony, is a 15. Now, I'm at a 4, and I'm walking around, working, just, you know, living my life at a level where most people die. That's death level. Right, Dr. Rogers?
Yeah. Yeah, it's yes.
That's death level,
yep.
And I had convinced myself, this is normal, this is normal. So yeah, if you convince yourself, the blahs are normal for me, absolutely, you're gonna be content to live with it. So yes,
yep.
I love that analogy.
Yes, yeah, very much so. Hey, and let me just go ahead and say a couple things quickly. Since you brought up anemia, I think a couple things need to be said quickly about anemia. Both men and women can, of course, struggle with anemia, although typically women have much more so due to menstrual periods, as you said before. One thing I want to kind of add to that is that in the land of biochemistry, the way your body works, most people are aware of that there are things like adrenaline that give them strength, stamina, endurance. And there are also chemicals, and the one name happens to be dopamine, and that helps to give them joy, pleasure. You see dopamine surges during orgasm, and you see dopamine in a lot of pleasure circumstances, and you require dopamine release to do that. Well, in order to have that pleasure, as well as also it helps with learning and focus and motivation, both mental, physical, and emotional motivation, the pathway into that includes an iron-dependent enzyme. And it's also enhanced by making sure the correct amount of estrogen is there for women. But in both sexes, it's also dependent upon vitamin D. D is in dog. D is in what you get from the sun. And so oftentimes we will see people come into the practice because 85% of people in Indiana, anyone above the Mason-Dixon line, which is even be in Kentucky as well, that 85% are deficient in vitamin D. So when you start taking care of people who have low testosterone and low estrogens and low progesterones and those things, be they men or women, and they're struggling with iron deficiency and also vitamin D deficiency, you can see why they may appear to be depressed and joyless as opposed to joyful and no motivation. So one of the things we just do is try and get people's vitamin D level up to normal. And so towards that end, it helps a lot more with their sexuality and their hormones as well. So just I want to throw that in there as well, like a plug for that, because people with the darker skin you have, so Latino, Hispanic, African-American, anyone who has, if you're Samoan, anyone that has darker skin is going to need more sunlight to make that happen. And then people who have fair skin, they don't go in the sun because of fear of burning and skin cancer issues, those discussions. So, again, that's why 85% of the population is low in vitamin D for osteopenia, osteoporosis, and, again, of course, low dopamine and adrenaline and so on. So just a side – that's a side note. I'll go back to testosterone now.
No, Dr. Roger,
right, and,
I want to
go ahead, Tony.
Well, I just wanted to add, because I know we talked about the testosterone and we talked about some of the other issues, and I'm going to, you know, ask this because I think it's very important for our listeners also to know what is feeling good and what will they get when they get those levels right, when they get away from there, when the chemistry is right in the body, because a lot of folks can't paint that picture in their head because they've been so used to having a sunless, happenstance kind of going on the way it is kind of attitude. What will it look like? Because I think that's an important piece, too, for folks to understand what it's going to look like when they get an opportunity to have those balances done and have those chemistry levels correct in their body. What is that going to look like and feel like for them?
Well, you know, it's really interesting. that I think the biggest thing that occurs when I take care of clients and patients and we get them in that balance, they go and say to me, Dr. Spahr, you know what? I never knew how bad I was until now I'm feeling good. You know, I knew I was bad. I didn't know I was that bad. And what happens, we do tend to, quote, unquote, put up with things. You know, put up with being tired, put up with saying, get home from the job and, hey, let's go to the movie. Oh, I don't want to go to the movie. Oh, hey, let's do this. I don't think so. And so when people, you know, are not doing things they used to do, then they are settling for a second-rate life. So I think that what people need to look forward to or need to be looking towards is that if you are finding that you're living a second-rate life, that, you know, that you used to, gosh, you know, I used to go out and laugh. Am I been laughing? No. You know, I used to go out and do X, Y, Z. Am I doing that? Well, no. And you know, maybe you were, you know, I'm talking to the men or women actually, maybe you were a high-profile college athlete at one point in time. Well, maybe you're not going to run the 100-meter dash the same speed, but you should be able to go and take a walk without getting out of breath. You should be able to go ahead and walk around Disney World with your kids or with your grandkids or whatever and go through a day. You need to be able to do that process. And if you're not coming through a day, well, then think, well, gee, I used to do that. So look forward to getting back to doing things well, getting through the day. At the end of the day, you got gas left. You got things left to do. And that's what you're looking forward to is not being able to say, I'm putting up with or I'm settling for.
Yeah, and I'd like to add to that, and that's a great question, Tony. I think for everyone who has that question, think back to the time in your life when you were very happy and very fulfilled and life was good. If it was 5 years ago or 10 years ago or 1 year ago or 6 months ago, just think back to that time. And however you felt then is how you can feel when your levels are right. I remember when I got back to the right spot for my hemoglobin when I, you know, stopped being anemic. And I remember saying to myself, whoa, what you just said, Dr. Roger, I did not realize how bad I felt until I am now fixed and healed and my hemoglobin is up and the anemia is gone. The strange mm-hmm. symptoms that I had, you know, the strange cravings for weird stuff and the fatigue and the depression and the anxiety and all of those mental, emotional symptoms that I just, you know, took for granted that that's just, oh, I'm just mad about my job. I don't like my job. You know, I just came up with all kinds of excuses. Well, I got stress in my life. Well, you know, my marriage is stressed. Well, my job is stressed. And I made those excuses until I got better. And then I realized that, you know, wow, it was a result of that physical condition. So
yeah.
So I would say for you, Tony, and that question you asked for the individual who were asking themselves that, think back to a time when you felt great. That's what you can expect.
Yeah. Yeah.
If you had hobbies, used to have hobbies that you did, you had friends that you hung out with,
right.
That's what you can expect.
The other thing I wanted to ask, Doctor, is, and this is definitely from a male perspective, so I'll just, you know, go after it this way, and forgive me. I'm not trying to offend anyone, but I know how some guys think, so I'm gonna speak from a guy thing.
Okay.
So we're talking about testosterone. One of the things that you mentioned earlier was the sex drive being affected. Now,
yeah.
in terms of that, because some guys just think, and they just think, well, you know, I'm getting older, and because I'm getting older, that's why I'm feeling this way, and it's just kind of normal and natural for, you know, my desire to fall down or go away or not really feel. But that's not natural, and that's not normal, is it?
Well, it really is not.
No, it's not.
And sometimes, you know, and here again, sometimes this is what goes through their minds too, because I've seen this, I've seen this also, is that they accept that's going to be A-okay because their spouse is going through issues and she is not really healthy, or their partner's really healthy in terms of their own sex drive. So they go, well, you know, it's better if I don't get well, because if I get well, then she's going to be upset because I want to be, you know, romantically intimate. And she is unable to do that. So I see some men who refrain from going forward with therapy because they're afraid that it's going to put them in a not so good position with their significant other, or spouse. Now, you know, of course, that means that probably both of them need to go ahead and kind of reevaluate, you know, what they want out of life and how they want to feel and so on. So I don't think that you know, you cannot base your happiness on someone else, only based on yourself. So you also shouldn't base your misery on someone else. It should be yourself.
That's a great point.
Okay.
Yeah, Tony, that's a good question. And since you are representing the male population here, which I'm so happy about that, are there any other things that you can think of, Tony, that our male listeners, because we have a lot of people who listen to the archive download, so we're going to have a lot of listeners who are going to listen to the archives. You know, males aren't, you know, they're not readily prepared to call in and ask questions. So is there anything else you can think of from a male perspective, from a sexuality standpoint, erections or the quality of your erections? Is that affected also by low testosterone, Dr. Rogers?
Certainly. Certainly some men can, I thought, obtain an erection, but I used to be able to hang a wet towel for my erection, some would say, but that is neither there nor the longevity of that. And that can also be related to a number of things, not only is related to testosterone, but other vascular issues, too, that go into it. For example, there's a book called The Hardness Factor by Dr. Stephen Lamb, L-A-M-M. And in there he talks about how testosterone is tied to cardiovascular disease, but also there are other aspects in terms of what makes the body tick, including zinc and something called arginine, and those things and certain kind of antioxidants are helpful to help with the manufacturing of something called nitric oxide, laughing gas. That's not it. It's nitric oxide. And that's that vasodilating, blood vessel expanding chemical that the body uses for erections. And so it's just not testosterone. There are other things, too, that play a part in that. And many times zinc is deficient in many men's diets because zinc's found primarily in red meat. Now, you got to kind of temper this a little bit. Now, when I'm saying red meat, I'm talking about, you know, good quality cuts, and I'm talking about, you know, greasy hamburgers and saturated fats and being obese. I'm not talking about that, by the way. That's not so good. But there are other ways of getting in zinc. There's very little zinc in fish, very little zinc in poultry, and little in vegetables. So from that standpoint, zinc's important for that as well as for prostate health and for the manufacture of a major antioxidant the body uses called glutathione. So there are many things besides that. The quality of the erections is a part of that. Longevity of erections is also a part of that equation as well. So all those things go into diminished levels of testosterone and sex drive.
Go ahead, Tony.
Well, I was just going to ask, one of the things I definitely wanted our male listeners to know and or understand, if I were to come to you as a patient or a possible patient, And I came to you and I explained that I'm noticing that I'm very stressed. I've got the fat around my waist. I don't sleep very well. I I don't have a sex drive or diminished sex drive. I go through the list of those things that we discussed a little bit earlier. What is the process at that point? What do you? Because I know I can hear some of the guys going, okay, so let's say that is me. What am I going to have to do? What do I have to go through? What do I have to say to start this process? So in that case, let's say that I'm that individual and I'm coming to you as a man and I want to make that change. I want to stop accepting the way that things are. How do I start the process with you, and what can I expect to be your patient, or what process do I have to go through? And I know it may be long, but
Dr. Roger, before you answer that question, I need to let you know we're coming up on 8 minutes left in the show, so hopefully you can answer that and condense it down in as quick as possible.
You bet. I'll do it in quick as a bunny. So basically, there'll be some there'll be an exam, and there's also going to be lab tests. We're going to look at certain testosterone things. We'll look at thyroids. We'll look at a number of tests and then see what your levels are. We'll look at prostate tests and so on. Even look to see if you have any change in the pituitary gland in your brain. There's some tests. We'll look at that. And those are blood tests. And then at that point in time, we would then choose a therapy based on what the labs show and what your symptoms are going to show. Let's assume that you do have a testosterone deficiency, and we need to go and address that. Based on your age, we need to determine how to best to do that. If you still want to conceive children, we don't want to use testosterone because that may decrease sperm counts. So there's a way to give you some injections called human chorionic gonadotropin, but there are some shots we can give you to boost up your testosterone, make your own, and not interfere with that. Otherwise, if that's not the issue, if you're in your 50s or 60s or whatever, you want to go forward with just testosterone replacement therapy. There's topical applications with gels. There are injections that can be used as testosterone into the muscle. And there are also then implantable pellets that we can go ahead and put underneath the skin, and that then release testosterone over about 4 or 5 months period of time. So there are different ways to approach that replacement therapy.
Gotcha.
Excellent.
Gotcha.
Okay. Outstanding. So for everyone who's listening, for all the especially the guys who are listening, ladies as well, but more so for the guys, you're playing Russian roulette with your health, because when you ignore these types of things, it's down. These things can really start wreaking havoc on your physical health with diabetes and heart problems and strokes and lots of different things. So your hormones aren't just there to pump up your sex drive. Your hormones are there in your body to take care of lots of different things. We talked about lots of things on this show this evening, and I hope everyone has gotten something out of this and they understand that hormones are in your body for a reason, and there's a lot of different functions in your body that they take care of, and they help to keep balanced. So if you care about yourself and you care about your loved ones, then you will try to get these issues resolved, and you will try to get these things straightened out so that you can add years to your life instead of subtract years from your life. And these things are avoidable. Everything we're talking about tonight is avoidable. These are controllable things that you can do something about. You know, a lot of people say that, you know, I have this genetically, I'm genetically predispositioned to have high cholesterol. Well, you know what? Everybody in my family, on both my parents' side, mother and father, and all my aunts and uncles had diabetes. I don't have it. Just because you're genetically inclined for something does not mean that it's a given. You are responsible for your health, and it's up to you to take care of whatever's wrong, straighten out what's not working right, and live the best life you can live. Now, Dr. Roger, we're coming up on our last few minutes, so could you please go ahead and give your contact information for, now, Dr. Roger is in the Indianapolis, Indiana area. So for everyone who's listening in the Indianapolis, Indiana area, fortunate for you, he is right there in your city. So please give us your website and your office phone number.
Sure. My website is www.ailantogroup, A-I-L-A-N-T-O, group.com. So it's lantogroup.com. And the phone number is 317-708-3939.
Okay, so that's alantogroup.com, A-I-L-A-N-T-O group.com, and the phone number is area code 317-708-3939.
Yes. They can also just go ahead and
pull
out this far.
I think I found you through BodyLogic MD. So is that also your website?
Yeah, it is, although that is that was going to be changing at the end of the month. That website's going to be switching over to the Alanto Group. So up until the end of this month, it will be also up and going. And you just go ahead and also just Google my name up, and I'll show up there at BodyLogic MD and Alanto Group both. So, and that's a good way to get a hold of us. And certainly if people want to go ahead and mention the show, why we'll have some special consideration for those individuals if they come in by way of the show.
That's fantastic. And I will also have a link on my website. If you didn't get this information or you can't rewind back and write it down, you can go to my website at chollowayhill.com. And under my media tab, I am going to have a link to Dr. Roger Spahr's site. And I will have all his contact information. We are totally committed to your health and your wealth and your happiness, and we want you to have the best life you can possibly have. So here on the Living by Design show, we will do everything in our power to get you connected up with Dr. Roger, whether you're a female struggling with hormonal imbalance or whether you're a male struggling, we want your life to be improved. So, Dr. Roger, we're going to let you close it out with your closing comments.
The last thing I think people just need to take away from this is that just because you don't feel well doesn't mean you have to put up with that. And whether it be hormonal balance, whether it be GI difficulties or blood pressure or depression or whatever it may be, and it very well may be that some of those things are related right to your hormones. But no matter what it is, there are people around that can help you to change that. All I have to do is make sure you go to the right people. And that's the key thing, is to make sure you see the person. If they don't give you the answer you're looking for to help you, then you've not found the right person yet. So you deserve to live a lifestyle and make a life for yourself, not just exist in one.
I couldn't agree more. Tony, any closing comments?
Well, I encourage you know, all the folks that have heard this and also the folks that will hear it on the archives to make sure that they investigate and they find out for themselves. I think one of the biggest things, I'm going to find out. I know there are times I face a lot of things in my life, and I know I can feel better. So I'm definitely going to be giving you a call, Dr. Roger, just to make sure that, you know, where I am or find out where I am so I can have more joy in my life and be able to deal with some of the things that I deal with. And I know there's some imbalances with me, so you'll be getting some calls from me, and I know I'm going to encourage my listeners on my terrestrial radio station and post some comments there so they can possibly follow up too. So yeah, I encourage everyone you deserve to feel better. You deserve to feel good. And I think it's about time for everyone to realize that. And the word hormone doesn't just apply to women. Guys, you have to understand it also applies to us, and we need to do something with that so we can take care of our lives and have a better life.
Outstanding. Thank you, gentlemen. Thank you so much for such a fantastic discussion and a fantastic disclosure of information, and we hope we have changed someone's lives. And we're going to sign off for now and see you next week. I am Kathy Holloway Hill.
And I'm Tony Lamont.
And we will see you next week. We will see you next week on the Living by Design Show. Good night, everyone.